Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, congratulations on 20 years.
Your 10,000 hours and over 20,000 interviews, if you do the math, is about 72 million words of devoted time on your part.
The best looking, smartest, and of course, most humble fellow I know.
Best wishes on your 20th anniversary. Of course, you've succeeded because you have the perfect face for radio. Congratulations.
Everybody's a comedian. Welcome back, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with Tracy Eaton, CFGroup.net. Did I say that right? CFGroup.net?
Tracy? You got it.
All right, CFGroup.net. Tell us what they'll find when they get there.
Well, basically, we're an alternative lender, asset-based lender, providing working capital to companies that are starting out or companies that are kind of high growth. Typically, what happens is if a business approaches their bank, they're usually being underbanked. In other words, they need $500,000, and the bank can really only justify lending them $200,000. And the challenge is they're not really being educated by the bank on really how to proceed. So we network very heavily amongst the financial community and try to get those introductions at that point. We provide them the working capital for a period of time until they can get to the bank and get adequately financed.
Right.
So our tagline is we're your bridge to bankability.
Right. Right. And you've been doing this a long time, and the position you play, the part you play in the workings of helping small businesses follow their dreams and fund their growth is really important, Tracy. And I want to thank you for what you've done for so many people and for your leadership.
Well, I appreciate that. Yeah, no, I enjoy it. It's there's nothing like the entrepreneurial spirit out there in America.
Right.
And, this is just it's a fun business to be involved with and have an opportunity to work with those kind of individuals out there.
And don't let me forget, I have a prospect for you. A good one, too.
Oh, okay.
All right. So, all right, okay. Look out across the economy out there for 2018, 2019. And let's assume we don't have some kind of a nightmare scenario with the reelection. The nightmare scenario would, in my opinion, would be that the Democrats take the House. And the reason I say that, folks, is not because I'm a Republican, but it's because their only goal in life now is to impeach Donald Trump. And I think you know that that won't be good for America. That won't be good for anything for America. Even if you don't like Donald Trump, it won't be good for any of us if they head off in that direction. And they've already said that's what they're going to do. So failing that, let's say that we are able to keep things like it is right now, with all of its warts and all. What do you think? What do you see happening out there in the next 18 months?
I mean, I think barring any surprises, I think that the economy's got some good underpinnings to continue with some growth into 19. I think that there will be some impact both with inflation and the rate increases that we're most likely going to encounter with the Fed.
But the Fed needed to reload and put a little. They needed to reload that part of their arsenal, didn't they? Though they needed to have some interest rates that they could some room to give back. Ultimately, they need to take this opportunity to reload right now, didn't they?
Yes, no, absolutely. But it's a double-edged sword in that with the amount of debt that is out there, both corporate debt and government debt,
right.
That in its own is going to create some the beginnings, in my opinion, of some headwinds.
I agree with you, yep. Well, do you see the trade deals that are being negotiated? Like we've got brand-new NAFTA now that's going to happen. We've got Japan. We've got South Korea. I think China's going to come to the table within a year. Do you see those kinds of renegotiation? Europe's going to come to the table within a year. Can you see that kind of global resetting of trade that can't be anything but good for America, could it?
Well, I can tell you what we've encountered over the last 18 to 24 months is there's a revival of manufacturing coming back into America.
It's the reason it's the reason manufacturing industry is giving Trump so much leeway on his trading trade negotiations.
Yeah, and again, there will always be the level of trade. I think what's happened is it's created a more competitive environment for us to be made
right.
in America.
Right.
And there has been diversification that the economy is calling for.
Yep.
And that diversification into manufacture locally.
Hey, Tracy, I got to wrap it up. Thanks for being here. Good job today. Come back soon.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, Jim.
Tracy Eden, ladies and gentlemen, cfgroup.net. Quick, I'll see you later. I'm Jim Blessing.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.